Welcome to the Spin Positive Podcast, where we pursue life mastery with every episode. And why do we do that? Because this life is intended to be mastered, yet our modern society and our modern lives, as hectic and as stressful as they are, makes it very difficult for us to truly master our lives, which means we'll never experience the total sense of happiness and satisfaction that comes with true life mastery, and we'll never be on the path of our life purpose either. That's something else that life mastery brings. So we want to experience those things, even though there are forces at play in our modern society that don't want us to experience those things. They would rather us never discover life mastery. We don't care what they think. We're going to pursue it anyway because we want to experience all the wonderful things that life mastery brings. My name is Mike Garrett. I'm a life mastery expert and curator of Spin Positive, and I'm your host for this podcast. And I hope that wherever you are happy and healthy and pursuing your life purpose with a gusto. And if you can answer no to any of those questions, if any of those statements don't ring true in your life, then stick around. We'll get you figured out. We'll get you on the path of your purpose. We'll get you on the path of life mastery as you go along on your journey with Spin Positive. So hang in there and stick around with us. Okay, there's been a lot that's happened since the last time we were here. The first thing I want to share is that we are very close to having physical books to ship for Volume 1 of the Spin Positive Master Series. This has been a heck of a project, and it's been a long time working toward shipping books. It's been an 8-year project, Volume 1 has. What a project it has been. But now we are finally in the last leg of this race. I feel like we are so close to having the powerful core enlightenment in the hands of readers. I am super excited. We're ordering the shipping supplies today so that we'll have them when we get our shipment of books from the printer. It'll be any day now. Any day now. We're real excited. And if you have ordered your copy of Volume 1, it won't be long and we'll be shipping your book to you. That's exciting. And if you haven't yet ordered, get your orders in, man. What are we waiting for? If you order quickly in the next, I think, week, you can take advantage of the pre-order pre-sale. You can save $5 on your book. Again, we're offering that, I think, for another week or maybe 10 days or so. So if you want to take advantage of that, get your orders in, man. We'll be shipping books here real soon. That's exciting. What else has happened? Oh, another big thing that's happened in the news and in our lives and in the world since our last time together was the great solar eclipse of 2024. That was incredible. What was your solar eclipse experience like? Leave a comment below. Leave a comment. Let us know. How was your eclipse experience? Did you get to witness the eclipse? Were you in the path of totality? How close to totality were you? In the 90%? Where were you? What was it like for you? Did you find it to be incredibly spiritual? Did you find it to be incredibly energetic? Was it life-changing? Do you feel like a new phase of life has opened up in your life or anything? I know that a lot of people feel like solar eclipses and other celestial events, they like open portals or like usher in new timelines. I've heard a lot of that talk. What do you think? Do you think some new timeline has been opened up since that? I don't know, maybe. It was definitely a really cool experience. For those of you who don't know, I actually traveled to the path of totality. I went down to Poplar Bluff, Missouri, which was right smack dab in the middle of the path of totality. And so we went down there and witnessed the solar eclipse from there. And it was an incredible experience. It was a lot of fun. And if you want to experience what I experienced to come along on my journey, I actually did a vlog of it. I did a video project of the whole thing. I wasn't planning on doing that. Honestly, it was kind of thrown together at the last minute because really I just wanted to learn. I wanted to do a project so I could learn how to use this new video editing software I got. So I thought that would be a great project to learn on. So I shot some video and I went through the steps to try to put it all together into a vlog style thing, something we don't really do a whole lot of here, but it was a great opportunity for me to learn how to use the software. And I did learn a lot and I feel like I'm pretty proficient with it now. So it definitely served its purpose. And in the end of it, I got a nice a chronicling of my journey down to totality. So if you want to check it out, it's available on YouTube. It's also available on spinpositive.com, Mike's Journey to Totality. It's a pretty cool little video. Check it out. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you think of my vlog style video project and if I should do more of them. Do I have any talent in that area or was it a complete bore? I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. So yeah, I found it to be an incredibly spiritual experience on a personal level. It was incredibly spiritual totality when it occurred and when, you know, all the cool ring around the sun and the different points coming off the sun, that was really cool. Something that, well, it'll be another 20 years before we can experience. So it was cool to be able to experience. And in the end, I'm glad I went down to totality. I'm glad I made the trip. I thought it was awesome. And, you know, when it comes to, like, did it usher in some new era of humanity? I know some people, they do believe that eclipses and things do that. I don't know. I guess time will tell. I feel like personally some things changed in my life, like I had a revived and renewed gusto to get the core enlightenment out to people. I feel like maybe now is a time, maybe this somehow does usher in the second age of awakening or whatever we're calling this new age where humanity awakens to the oppression that they experience and actually comes together to fight it. We're excited. Maybe that's going to happen this time. Maybe the eclipse has ushered in some sort of a new timeline in that regard. I don't know. Time will tell. I guess it's kind of hard to say. In retrospect, when we look back and we go, you know, it was the eclipse that ushered in this whole thing, then we'll see that in hindsight. But I don't know if we can tell that just yet. But I don't know. I'm hopeful that humanity is on some sort of path toward awakening and overcoming the huge hand of oppression that's keeping us down. Hopefully, I don't know. Okay, what else is in the news? TikTok is getting banned. It's a fish. The president signed that. Joe Biden signed that into law yesterday. So yeah, TikTok is going bye-bye, I guess. Of course, it's not going to happen overnight. There's going to be a court battle and all that stuff, but that's in the works. Ain't that some shit? Look how fast that went down. Congress can't agree on fucking nothing. But when it comes to taking our toys away, in less than a week, they can all come together and decide that they need to take our toys away. Right? Universal healthcare can't do it, ever do it. Student debt relief, that can't do it, never happen. No, we can't agree. We can't agree that the sky is blue. But man, when it comes to taking your toys away, we can get that done lickety split. And don't think for a fucking minute that it has anything to do with the evil Chinese government. Our government's in bed with China. They don't see them as evil. If they did see the Chinese government as such an evil thing, then why in the fuck did we offshore the entirety of our manufacturing base to China? That wouldn't happen. Like, if China got pissed off at us someday and said, you know what, you can't buy no more of our shit, there wouldn't be a single thing to be made in this country. Nothing would be made here. Everything is made in China. I bet you I could pick up, there's all these items sitting around here. I bet you I could pick up most of them and they will be made in China. I bet you none of them are made in America, no matter what. There might be some Taiwan in there, Hong Kong, something, but I guarantee you ain't nothing around here made in America. So that's how evil China is. And now let's think about this also. So their big argument is the evil Chinese government will have your sensitive information. Let's talk about that. What sort of information does the evil Chinese government get from me fucking around on TikTok? What's it have access to? My email address? Okay, well, I use an email address that I don't give a shit about. Other than that, what's it going to know? It's going to know what videos I watch on TikTok. Big fucking deal. Who the fuck cares? I don't give a shit if the Chinese government knows I like watching funny fucking cat videos. Or like jamming out with Freak Bass on a nice Friday night every day. Have you been to a Freak Bass party, dude? Freek Bass, Bass. Freak Bass is awesome. Great party times. I love watching the music shit. Freak Bass is awesome. Oh, what about Clownvis? Clownvis is awesome, too. He's a clown that dresses up like Elvis and sings fucking songs. It's amazing. That's the kind of shit I watch on TikTok, man. Who the fuck cares? I don't care if the Chinese government knows I'm jamming out to Clownvis fucking videos. I don't give a shit. I'll tell them myself. I'll call the Chinese embassy right now and be like, hey, here's my fucking everything I watched on TikTok today. I don't give a shit. And you shouldn't either, because that information is irrelevant to our lives. And the fact of the matter is, the American government is pissed off for two reasons. Number one, it's not an American company, so they can't bully that company into playing ball with them. I guarantee you, even though it's not public knowledge, that every one of the American social media companies like Facebook and Twitter and all that shit, I guarantee you there's a backdoor in there where the American government can come in and get access to that information. You bet your ass there is. The government would not pass an opportunity up to spy on its own fucking people. So you can bet your ass that the government's in there. And you can also bet your ass that the government has a say in what goes on those American social media accounts. I can tell you this. I'm into revolutionary shit. And I can tell you that TikTok has more revolutionary talk and dialogue, and really what we're talking about is people talking about shit they don't like about America and shit they would want to change about America. There's a lot of that shit happening on TikTok in ways that it's not happening on Facebook and Instagram and all these other places. Why? Because on Facebook and Instagram and to a lesser extent YouTube and all those other places, if you start talking about shit that the American government doesn't like, your shit gets suppressed and nobody fucking sees it. There's this thing called a shadow ban, and it definitely happens for people who are out there talking about more revolutionary shit, about trying to fix things in America or even in the modern world as a whole that, you know, the oppressive establishment doesn't want us fucking with and doesn't want us talking about. The government knows that today we have an ability to communicate in a way like we've never had. We've never been able to communicate all around the world in real time like we can today. And that is dangerous for oppressive regimes. And every regime in power, every government in power is oppressive to its people, including the American government. We can talk about that for days. I know that we believe we're free in America, but we're not really. We're no more free than anybody else around the world. And that's exactly how the American government wants it. They want us right where we are. They don't want us talking about the potential of changing things that they don't want changed. Yes, there is an oppressive force. We call this Dark Mojo. It's in control of all of our major institutions around the world, including the American government. They don't want people talking. They don't want people having the ability to communicate in a way where they don't have a say in what's said. And so I can talk about shit on TikTok and people can hear it and they can't come in and tell the TikTok company, hey, you can't let them say that. You've got to have these protocols in place to where when these topics are discussed, it's shadow banned, it's suppressed, it's not pushed, so on and so forth. That definitely happens on the other ones, even though we don't know about it publicly. You can bet your ass it does. They don't have that kind of power. They don't have that kind of authority. And so that's why the American government doesn't like it. Number one is because they don't have a backdoor into that. They can't have access to those data streams and to that and that intelligence that's in there. And they want access to it. That's number one. And number two, they don't like us being able to talk in the way we're talking. And they certainly don't want the Chinese government, because the big beef is, well, TikTok is a Chinese company. It has to share all of its information with the Chinese government. That's the big beef. The American government definitely doesn't want the Chinese government to know just how unhappy the American population is with what's happening in America, especially American young people. And that's a lot of us are on TikTok, or not us, but a lot of them. Can't really include myself in that anymore. But American youth are on TikTok talking about the things they don't like in America. The government can't stand that, man. They can't stand that. They want to be able to silence that or to suppress that in some way. And so that's what the ban's really about. It has fucking nothing to do with the evil Chinese government having your information, or that the Chinese government will know that I watch clownfish videos. Who the fuck cares? I don't give a shit. You shouldn't either. Because ultimately that doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things. It really doesn't. It's the fact that the American government doesn't want the Chinese government to know what we're into. That's all it boils down to. And now I know that TikTok said that there's no way that they're going to sell and divest their Chinese holdings and become an American company or anything like that. They said they're never going to do that. And if they did do that, they'd have to change their algorithm and all that other stuff, because the algorithm is proprietary to the Chinese company. And of course, they would share that with the American version. So TikTok would change in a big way, even if it was allowed to stick around, following the rules that Congress wants. And that's what Congress wants. They don't want us talking the way we can talk. I can tell you that shit doesn't happen on Facebook and Instagram and all those other places. If you talk about some of the things that people talk about on TikTok, it's like, I swear, there's some function where it is suppressed. So that's what that's all about. Don't believe for a fucking second that the American government has your best interest in mind at all, because they don't. They don't give two shits about China having your information. It all comes down to their position. The only thing the government cares about is your ability to produce. That's it. Your ability to produce for the economic system. That's the government's charge, is to create an environment where business can happen. That's it. And to create a workforce and to manage a labor force for the business community. That's the sum total purpose of the American government. They're here to create an environment and to manage an environment where business can happen. That's it. And that's what they care about. It's all about business. The government is here to further business, not to further the lives of its people. Now you go, well, that's one and the same, because if business does good, then we... No, it's not one and the same at all. The business wants to oppress you even further. That's what the business would like to do. In fact, businesses can't stand employees. They fucking hate having payroll. Trust me, I know. I'm a former corporate executive. I've sat in the highest seats of corporations, and I can tell you this. Payroll and your labor force is the biggest thorn in your fucking side. And if we could automate every job, we would. We would. So don't think for a second that businesses have your best interest in mind. They'd get rid of every employee that they could, if they could. And we'd automate it, and we'd have technology take over all those roles. That was one big thing I did when I was a consultant, was teach businesses how to use technology to get rid of people. We call that efficiency, improving efficiency. And efficiency is key in business. Efficiency drives growth. But the business don't give a shit about you. They only care about you to the point where you're producing for them in a profitable way. That's it. That's all they care about you. That's all they care about you for, is your ability to produce for them in a profitable way. And they're always looking to get rid of you, or are looking a way to pay you less, or for you to have less of an impact on the bottom line, because employees are ridiculously expensive, especially Americans. So, you know, that's the reality. Businesses don't give a shit about you. Your government don't give a shit about you, except to satisfy the needs of business. That's it, unfortunately. So anyway, just wanted to pass my two cents along on the whole TikTok ban. It has nothing to do with, the evil Chinese government getting to know, knowing that I watch Clownbiz videos. Who cares? It's all about the American government not being able to bully TikTok into giving them access to what's going on there in the way that they have on the other platforms. And also, they don't like what's being said on there. And so they want to have a way to suppress that. They damn sure don't want China knowing how despondent a good portion of the American people are with the way things are going. I mean, let's face it, the working class is getting brutalized in America. Now, the mainstream media doesn't talk about that nearly enough, but it's a fact, and it's only going to get worse. Okay, so what else is going on? Today's the 25th. Today's the big FCC net neutrality vote. Today's the day when they vote to restore net neutrality. Awesome. Real quick, I want to make a prediction here, though. Because we all wanted... That's actually great. Actually, that proves who the government works for. Actually, the net neutrality conversation proves, hands down without a doubt, that the government works for business. Remember when that all went down in 2017? People wanted net neutrality protections preserved. We spoke out about that greater than we had spoken out about anything in like recent history. 80-some percent, the polls were saying, 80-some percent of the American people wanted net neutrality preserved in 2017. But the government, the FCC, Ajit Pai, the chairman of the FCC, even though he knew that 80-some percent of us wanted those protections protected, signed them away. signed away net neutrality while sipping from his big Reese's mug. Let's not forget that, his big corporate sponsored mug, showing us without a doubt who he definitely sides with. Signed away the will of the American people. Why? Because the American government is all about promoting business and the business environment, and it doesn't give a fuck what you think about or what you want. It doesn't care. It simply doesn't care. It's going to kowtow to the businesses every chance they get. And the only reason why this net neutrality thing is coming back up at all, there's two reasons, and we'll get to them both. Number one, the Democrats don't have a leg to stand on in this election. What have they done since they've been in power? They can't get shit done ever when the Democrats, supposedly the party of the people, can't get shit done ever when they're in power. They just can't. The mechanisms of government, everything works against them. They just can't, even though they've got the power and the majority and all this other shit, they can't get nothing done. There's all these barriers to progress and all these hurdles. And all of a sudden, when the Democrats have a majority and it looks like they'll be able to steamroll some legislation for the people and give us some shit that we've been wanting, then all of a sudden there's a couple of Democrats that won't play ball. And, oh, well, they're not. They're going to vote Republican, the cinemas and the mansions and all that shit. All of a sudden, they're not Democrats no more. They're Republicans. There goes our majority. We can't have it. We can't get nothing done because it's contrived. Nothing's ever supposed to happen for the people. Whenever it looks like the people will get some steam, there's some mechanism that shuts it down and goes, oh, we just couldn't make it happen. Boy, we tried. But when the conservatives are in power and they're pushing all the shit for the banks and the big businesses, that gets pushed through, no fucking problem. That meets zero resistance at all, right? Like, that happens, oh, well, we couldn't stop it. There's nothing we could do. Oh, it just had to happen. Yeah, every time. But when something happens for the people, forget it. We just couldn't make it happen, blah, 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 blah. We can ban TikTok in 5 days, though. Yeah, no matter what. We can do that. But we can't do nothing else because, oh, we just can't make it happen. That's the whole reason why this is coming up anyway. So come November, they can go, hey, look, we gave you net neutrality. You wanted that. 80-some percent of you guys wanted that. And look, you've got it back now because we're the good guys and we helped you out and we did what you wanted to do. We protected your internet. Okay, so that's one reason. Number one was so the Democrats have a leg to stand on in the election because they ain't got shit else. They ain't done shit fucking else. Couldn't get shit done for the people at all. Just can't because everything they try to do is unconstitutional. Hell, goddamn, even the Supreme Court comes in and says, you can't do that. That's unconstitutional. You can't do shit for the people. You want to give student debt relief? Can't do it. That shit's unconstitutional. Supreme Court says so or whatever, you know, it's like even now the Supreme Court's like they're in on it. They're against the people. The entire government is against the people. We don't have a fucking chance, guys. We never did. But now it's obvious that we don't. So anyway, they want to have that to say, look what we did. But the second reason they're bringing it back now is so it could be killed for good, because as it stands right now, it could be in this flip flop limbo thing where depending on who's in power, whether it's conservative or liberal or whatever, will depend on whether or not we have net neutrality. I make a prediction right now that we will not have net neutrality protection on the internet forever. It will go away, even if it's brought back. And even now it's being brought back in some pansy-ass fucking way. It ain't the same shit it was before. There's changes that allow the broadband companies to do more shit that we don't want them to do, but they're getting some concessions in there. But I promise you, we will lose it completely. They're bringing it back this time so that either A, the next conservative administration will just kill it. They'll just go back like Ajit Pai did, the FCC did back in 2017. They'll just do that all over again and reverse it. But what I think's happening is, I think they're bringing it back so the Supreme Court can stamp it unconstitutional or something, and then they can kill it for good. And once the Supreme Court puts their stamp on it and says this can't happen, we can't have net neutrality protections, then we'll see all the bullshit start happening with the broadband companies. Because there's a lot of argument right now. They go, well, look, man, we haven't had net neutrality since 2017 and they haven't really done anything. It's the same as it was. It won't always be the case. They're not going to invest in the models that they want to invest in until they know for a fact that net neutrality is never coming back. And once it's struck down for good by the Supreme Court, which is ultimately who could do that, who has the power to do that, then we'll see the bullshit. Because what the broadband companies want to do is they want to slice up the bandwidth of the internet and sell it back to us piecemeal. They don't want us having unfettered access to all the information on the internet just from our modems. When we log on to the internet, we can go wherever we want. We can do email, we can stream, we can surf the web, we can FTP shit, we can do whatever we want. They don't like that. They want it to where you subscribe to the internet like you used to subscribe to cable packages. And they want to charge you per website and per function. You want email? That's more. You want to go to these websites? That's more. You will select a internet package like you used to select a cable package. And in it will have all the sites you can go to for free and all the stuff you can do for free. And if you want to do more, like, okay, you don't have streaming on yours. If you want to stream, that's going to be extra. We'll put that on there, an extra $2 a month or whatever on your bill. You want to do FTP, we'll let you do that, but that's an extra $2 a month on your bill or whatever. That's what they're going to do. They're going to sell that bandwidth back to us piecemeal because there's a gold mine in that bandwidth. There's a gold mine in charging users for the content of the internet. That is an untapped gold mine. And every ISP, every internet provider knows that. And they know if they could charge us out the nose for that shit, because now we've had free and open access to the internet for so long, we're hooked on it. And we will absolutely pay more to do what we do. They don't like that. They want us paying piecemeal, paying more to access our email, paying more to stream. And then that's not it, though. They also want to control what you can see. So when you subscribe to an internet subscriber package, it'll have a list of websites that you can go to. And if you want to go to something that's not on in your package, you pay more. You pay a la carte. Either you pay per session or you pay per month to add it to your thing. Just like with cable packages, cable channels in the past. Now, instead of cable channels, you'll have websites that you can go to and web services you can go to. And you'll put that together just like you used to your cable package. That's what they want. And they will get it because that is a huge, huge industry in America. And when it comes to hampering the profitability of big business in America, we just don't do it. We will not regulate away the profitability of big business. And they've put pretty much all their eggs in that basket moving forward. That's their profit models moving forward. So they will definitely get their way. But I believe they're not going to take the steps to invest in those sorts of things because that's going to be polarizing. People are going to fucking hate them until they know for sure that net neutrality is dead forever. And then we don't have a fucking choice. Mark my words. Wait and see what's going to happen. So even though we're getting it back today, they say they're voting for it to be restored today, it ain't going to be around for long. I would say within the next 10 years, internet subscriber packages, and you go, well, that's a long way off. Not really. It takes a while. It takes a while for that kind of thing to happen. They can't just come out tomorrow with internet subscriber packages. There'd be a revolution. We'd fucking revolt. But that's something that they'll needle us a little bit here and there, piecemeal here and there, until we're paying out the ass for every byte of data that we're getting from the internet. Okay, so that's just a prediction I wanted to make public because I know for a fact it's going to come true. They are counting on charging us more, and they will get their way. They'll get their way. Just like the banks get their way to do all the shit they want to do, you know, like with the derivatives market and all the shit they're able to do with that kind of shit. There's no regulation there. Oh, my God. That's a whole different fucking episode. But, yeah, they're going to crash the whole economic system. Will crash because of the greed of the banking system. And it's because we refuse to regulate it. We refuse to do anything to stymie their profitability. Why? Because the people who run the government run the banks and run the big businesses. Yeah, it's a revolving door. In fact, our government even allows businesses to regulate themselves. A lot of people don't realize that. But a lot of regulation, especially in banking, in the banking industry, that the regulation happens from within the company themselves. Or like airline companies or like plane manufacturers, like all the shit with Boeing and the Max 8. That was all because of this shit called delegation, where the regulatory agency says, okay, we don't really have the resources to go over all your shit. So go ahead and pick somebody from your company to be your regulator. And then someone on the payroll of the company becomes the regulator. It's called delegation, and that happens in American regulatory agencies. So the same people, it's just, it's a revolving door, guys. The whole fact of the government of the people, for the people, by the people is a hoax. It's bullshit. It's not for the people at all. It's for business. In fact, I like to say of the greedy, by the greedy, for the greedy, because that's really what it is. It has nothing to do with you or the people. You're irrelevant. And the sooner enough, we'll fucking realize that, but maybe it'll be too late when we do. I don't know. But anyway, so that's my prediction. Net neutrality protections will be gone, even though they're coming back. They'll be gone. Either they'll be struck down by the next Republican administration, or the Supreme Court will strike them down for good. Anyway, the next time they're struck down will be permanent. There will be some function in whatever happens next to where it can't come back. And then once we see that happen, then we'll see the changes in the landscape, in the ISP landscape, start to happen, which is going to suck for us because the internet's awesome. I love being able to communicate. We all love being able to communicate. But let's be honest, the forces that be, Dark Mojo, does not want us to be able to communicate the way we can over the internet, over a free and open internet. You bet your ass it wants that gone. And we'll lose it. We'll lose it in time. So enjoy it while you can. I'm going to enjoy it while I can. You do the same. Okay, well, that covers just about everything I wanted to talk about for this episode. Remember to follow us on social media if you haven't already to stay in the loop of all the cool stuff we're doing here at Spin Positive. You can find us everywhere at Spin Positive Revolution. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, all in places. Well, TikTok for now, I guess, at Spin Positive Revolution. And of course, you can learn more about me and Spin Positive and everything we're into and how Spin Positive can help you master your life at onspinpositive.com. And while you're there messing around, sign up for our mailing list. That puts you on the list to receive our newsletter, the Positron, the official newsletter of Spin Positive. In that newsletter is some pretty cool behind the scenes stuff, some stuff that's not available anywhere else. And also you'll be privy to exclusive offers and discounts that are only extended to mailing list members. So sign up for the mailing list while you're there. And if you're looking to get more out of life, if you're looking to master your life for any reason, the Spin Positive Master Series will lead you to complete and total life mastery. You can learn more about Spin Positive and your personal revolution for life mastery at spinpositive.com. And while you're there, pick up your copy of Volume 1 of the Spin Positive Master Series. Begin your personal revolution for life mastery. Get the most out of this life that you can get. This life is meant to be mastered. We want to see you on the path of your purpose and all those other good things. So begin your journey with this powerful core enlightenment, Spin Positive, with Volume 1. Again, available on spinpositive.com. Thanks for checking out this episode. I'll catch you next time. Until then, stay safe and spin positive.